Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. No time for pleasantries. Everybody's here. We've got breaking news. You heard it first live on Atlanta's Evening News with Eric Erickson. Special counsel Robert Mueller has wrapped up his investigation and has submitted his confidential report to Attorney General William Barr. What does that mean? We're going to cover that here for the next hour. And then at 7 p.m., we're going to get a special report from ABC Radio News on the repercussions of the end of the Mueller investigation. Jamie Dupree will join us in just a minute. But staying long, working overtime, Eric Erickson from Atlanta's Evening News and The Resurgent joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Eric, thanks for sticking around, buddy.
Sure thing.
All right, so this broke during your show. We heard rumors, rumblings that the report was done and would be submitted. It's done. It's finally here. What do we know right now?
Nothing. absolutely nothing. And we're meant to not know anything. Although I can't tell you, Department of Justice sources are confirming to multiple media outlets and to members of Congress that there will be no further indictments from Bob Mueller. The Attorney General has to notify Congress by Monday if there will be further indictments, and he's already signaling to Congress there will be none. That's pretty big. But there's a reason we're not allowed to know anything, Mark. The Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure and Intelligence Laws prohibit us from knowing more because so much of the information came. Remember, this was actually an intelligence investigation, not a criminal investigation. And when it became a criminal investigation, the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure prohibit prosecutors from revealing information derived from grand jury investigations, which is where it all came from.
The Attorney General said he hopes to have something to say or present this weekend. Not really specific on that. What does that mean? He's going to give this to Congress? The public's going to know something? What do we expect this weekend?
We honestly don't know. I suspect what he's going to do is provide a general overview of the findings, and we'll probably say that there was no finding of presidential collusion or collaboration with the Russians to steal the election. That's kind of what this started as an intelligence investigation.
Eric Erickson joining us on the Mark Arum Show. You're tuned in to Washington as well as the local connections here in Georgia. I'm assuming the last couple of weeks there's been an optimistic attitude in the West Wing of the White House. Is that what your sources are saying?
Yeah, it's very interesting. The White House that has been attacking Bob Mueller for months now, saying this was a witch hunt, now saying, hey, listen to Bob Mueller. At the same time, Democrats in Congress who for months now have said, let's listen to Bob Mueller, are saying, oh, well, he was never going to tell us everything. We're going to have to dig further. There is a hope from the Democrats that the Mueller team will do what Ken Starr did in the 90s, and that is provide a public roadmap that kind of shows who he talked to, what they talked about, and what the conclusions were. That would be permissible under federal precedent, where he's not telling you what these individuals actually said, just what they talked about.
Eric Erickson joining us on the Mark Arum Show. The breaking news, in case you're just getting in your car, Eric broke this news during Atlanta's Evening News. Special counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his confidential report to Attorney General William Barr. So the Mueller investigation is over. I don't know the amount spent, maybe $13 million. Will the history books look back and say money well spent, or was this truly a witch hunt?
I suspect that it's going to depend on your partisan leanings. And interestingly enough, I suspect you're going to start seeing Republicans cheering this report on and Democrats criticizing it as not enough. And in fact, you're already seeing media outlets like Bloomberg, for example, coming out saying, hey, the Mueller report's done, but all these other investigations might be able to reveal more, which is a pretty big tip off that Democrats in Congress have been aware now for a couple of weeks. We weren't going to get any more major surprises from Mueller. All the anticipation of more indictments of the president's family members, it's not going to turn out.
That being said, if there was a collusion or obstruction, I'm not sure Mueller would have indicted the president, right? I mean, this report could be revealed this weekend or next week or whatever, that there was some sort of obstruction, but he didn't, you know, recommend indicting the president. Is that a possibility?
You know, that's actually one of the big issues here, is that there is federal rules say that the Justice Department cannot indict the president. So what does Mueller actually say about the president in the report? He can indict the president. What he can say is that there was enough evidence to implicate the president as a co-conspirator in this, using the language from Watergate, but then noting that federal rules prohibit indictment of the president.
Will we ever hear from Mueller himself? I mean, does he ever get to? I mean, I don't even know what the guy sounds like, and he's been such a central figure. Will he ever talk to anybody about this?
Probably so. Although he is a guy who likes to keep his head down. Remember, most, if not all, of the leaks that have come from either the president's team or the Department of Justice. They haven't actually come from the Mueller team. He is very tight-lipped. He does not like the media exposure. He and William Barr, the Attorney General, are very, very close friends, and he's probably going to let the Attorney General will do the heavy lifting.
So I can't expect a sit down interview with Gayle King where Mueller goes in depth on what's going on.
Maybe at some point, but I don't think he's going to do it immediately.
William Barr's going over this right now as a layman just sitting here, you know, interested in the political process. How much will of this report eventually that I will see will be redacted? Do we have any idea yet?
No, we don't know. This is all the guessing game right now. My suspicion is what's going to happen is that the Attorney General will send a redacted version to Congress that will be probably immediately leaked.
And then, absolutely. Yeah.
The intelligence committees will get the unredacted versions, and that will slowly leak.
Who's not sleeping well tonight? You know, is there anyone out there? Is it any of the Trump family, or is it any of his associates, or, you know, is there anyone that should be, you know, not really getting a good night's sleep tonight because this report is finally out?
Well, certainly Michael Cohen and possibly some of the other people who are related to Michael Cohen in his orbit. There's going to be more on what he did. Certainly, I think the financial people at the Trump Organization possibly. Remember, there's still the Southern District of New York investigation into the Trump Organization out there. But honestly, I think that the direct answer to your question is Nancy Pelosi, because there is a move among Democrats to impeach the president, and the Mueller investigation is not going to give them the ammunition to impeach the president, and she's going to have to deal with a progressive Democratic freshman caucus that is desperate to find a way to impeach the president. And how is she going to navigate that?
Real quick, Eric, thanks, by the way, for joining us again. Local news, local breaking news. The Georgia Senate approves the Hart bill that would ban abortions after 6 weeks. Bill now goes to the House. Was it a fait accompli that this was going to pass the Senate?
Yeah, I think it was. There were 7 or 8 Republicans in the Senate who were undecided in this. The governor's office got involved, basically twisting arms to get them to do it. They scheduled it on a day that one of their wavering members was out for a funeral, so she did not have to take part in it. It'll go back to the House. It'll get passed. And I'm very confused right now because I haven't had to throw to traffic. I don't know what to do with my life.
I expect continuing coverage on the resurgent.com all weekend long. Final question. It's important. What's for dinner tonight, Eric? What do we got cooking?
I think Mexican and beer.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'll meet you, buddy. All right. Thanks, Eric. Eric Erickson, the host of Atlanta's Evening News. Breaking news on two fronts here on the Mark Arum Show. We come back. I want your reaction to the breaking news out of Washington. The Mueller investigation is finito. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Welcome back to the show. 624, 71 degrees on Peachtree Street, covering breaking news here on the Mark Arum Show. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Robert Mueller has submitted his confidential report to the Attorney General. I think Eric Erickson hit the nail on the head and said, we don't know much yet. We don't know much yet. Hopefully, we'll get to see everything. Your thoughts on this, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Jacob's in Atlanta. Jacob, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much. I'll be sure and let you get callers. I think for this incident, for this president, if it turns out that all this smoke and all these mirrors and all this money wasted on this witch hunt, then shame on them.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. All right, so you know, $13 million is a lot of money, but in government, that really isn't. And if the president is found totally not guilty, there's still been a lot of guilty pleas and a lot of convictions out of this. So I don't know if it was wasted money, but maybe it wasn't the intended target that it was supposed to do. You know, this whole thing started to see if the Russians meddled with our election. That was the principal priority of this investigation.
Agree, but it's like with the Clintons, you know. Yeah, do they do something wrong? Probably, but you can't prove it. So it's one of those, like, why?
Where are you and Sean Hannity driving right now? Where are you guys going?
Right now, I got Hannity in the back. We're heading to Jasper.
All right, excellent. Have a good trip, Jacob. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Be safe.
I mean, I don't know. They implicated the Russian people that did the hacking. They got Gates, Flynn, Cohen, Papadopoulos, man. I mean, I don't know if it's a wasted thing. I mean, obviously, if the president is found, you know, above board and everything, that's great for him. But I don't know if it was wasted. I asked Jamie Dupree about a couple of questions about the breaking news today about the Mueller report being submitted. Jamie Dupree 2.0. Jamie, any relevance to releasing this on a Friday evening, like a Friday evening news dump?
I have to sort of chuckle about some of the things I'm reading on social media about how this is less important because it came down at 5 p.m. on a Friday. That's a normal kind of deadline time, so I would not read anything into the timing. The more important issue is going to be when will any of the details be released and when will the Attorney General move forward with that. In a letter that was sent to key lawmakers this afternoon, Attorney General William Barr indicated he could forward some of the basic findings as soon as this weekend.
I'll tell you who's got to be so relieved right now. Sessions and Rosenstein. They're like, finally, this thing is over. I can go back to doing whatever the heck they do. Jamie, can we read anything into Barr's letter to Congress?
Mark, in terms of the letter the Attorney General sent to key lawmakers, I guess the biggest thing which stands out is Barr saying that he might turn over some of the key findings as early as this weekend to the Congress. Obviously, there is going to be a giant push from Democrats and even some Republicans to get some of this information out because the pressure is going to build more and more for disclosure of the findings. Also, another item is that Barr said Mueller never was blocked from doing anything as part of the Russia investigation.
All right, now, I believe the president is in Mar-a-Lago. Does the president and his legal team have a copy of the report yet?
Mark, at this point, none of the information in the Mueller report has been shared with the White House, as the next step officially is for the U.S. Attorney General to go through the report and send his own summary to the Congress. Obviously, not only do lawmakers want to see the details, but the president's legal team will be interested in the specifics as well. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted earlier that the administration and the president will simply wait for the attorney general to take the next steps with a report that's been hanging over Mr. Trump for months.
Jamie Dupree on this breaking news. In case you're just joining us, the Mueller investigation has finished. Robert Mueller submitted his confidential report to Attorney General William Barr. Breaking news, you heard her first here on WSB. When we come back, Chris Camp's going to have the latest on the Mueller and the breaking news under the Georgia Gold Dome, the state capitol. And we'll hear more from Jamie Dupree on this breaking news of the Mueller report. And I want to know your thoughts. Again, Eric was right. We don't know anything yet. But I tell you what. President Trump was expecting a nice weekend in Mar-a-Lago, wasn't he? Now he's got to deal with this. Couldn't you do this on a Monday, he's saying? He'll still get a golf round in, I bet. But you know what? He might be in the clear on Monday. Who knows? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. Mark Arum with you on a Friday Eve. I'm only going to be with you till 7, and then at 7 o'clock, ABC Radio News will have a special report on the breaking news you heard first right here on WSB. The Mueller investigation is over. Special Counsel Robert Mueller submitted his confidential report to Attorney General William Barr, marking the end of his investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 election. Here's the Mueller investigation by the numbers, Chuck. 34 people indicted and 3 business entities indicted, including 26 Russian nationals. 6 Trump associates have been charged with making false statements to either Congress or federal investigators about the investigation. 7 guilty pleas, including Manafort, Gates, Flynn, Cohen, Papadopoulos, Van der Zwaaien, in Pinedo. Five people, I hammered that, sorry. Five people sentenced to prison, and one person found guilty at trial. That was Paul Manafort. We're hearing no more indictments to come out of the special investigation. Jamie Dupree 2.0. So we heard the attorney general said some sort of breakdown will be available this weekend. What can we expect to see this weekend, Jamie Dupree?
What to watch for this weekend, Mark, is probably a mix of things, first centered on whether or not the attorney general will release any basic details of the Mueller report. Just that headline type of information would be a pretty big deal, as we've been waiting on these findings from the special counsel for months. The other thing to watch is whether momentum starts to gather for releasing more than just a small amount of information to the Congress and the public, as Democrats have quickly rallied around calls for disclosure of as much of the Mueller report as possible, and even some Republicans like Georgia Congressman Doug Collins have said much the same.
I guess the big, perhaps, charges that people were either hoping for or against in the Mueller report were collusion or obstruction. Any chance there will be evidence of either or both of these, Jamie?
Mark, I'm going to give you my characteristically cagey response to your question and say we just should not speculate at all about what the special counsel has or has not found in his investigation. I have tried to press this thought over and over in the last 2 years, and it hasn't worked very well with people on both sides of the Russia issue, but until we see the report and the details, it is difficult to categorically say one way or the other what it actually shows. If you forced me to make a bet right now, there would certainly seem to be more information about obstruction, but let's wait for the final review.
Jamie, back to the Mueller report. Will Congress get a chance to see the full unredacted report from Mueller?
Mark, your question sounds so simple to answer on. Will lawmakers in the Congress see all the details of the Mueller report? And yet, because of the way the special counsel law is set up, there is no guarantee of that happening. This is much different than back in the Clinton impeachment investigation, when independent counsel Ken Starr delivered not only a report but a huge amount of background materials to the Congress, all of which was then released to lawmakers and the public. In this case, it's possible that only certain members may get a look at the Mueller report, and that seems certain to spark a lot of controversy in the days ahead.
And I know we heard from Eric Erickson that as soon as that the report is presented to Congress, the leaks will begin. I'm going to ask Jamie the same question I asked Eric. Are we ever going to hear from Robert Mueller himself?
It really is something, Mark, that special counsel Robert Mueller has done this entire investigation and has never said a word in public. Of course, that does not mean he's going to keep his silence forever. I could see a situation in which committees in the Congress call for Mueller to come testify about his report, but at this time I'm still not sure that's going to happen. Mark, I guess I will give you my answer this way about hearing from the special counsel directly, and that is, I know where Robert Mueller plays golf, and I probably have a better chance of asking him a question in the first fairway than hearing him in Congress. But let's see what happens in the weeks ahead.
Enjoy golf this weekend, Jamie. Don't let the Mueller report ruin your weekend or anyone listening right now. We don't know anything yet. Live your life. Have fun this weekend. Got the Roswell Beeler Festival this weekend. We got the Atlanta Auto Show. I'll be there tomorrow. Come see me noon to 2 at the Georgia World Congress Center. And we got Bill Crane in studio. I'm going to enjoy him when we come back, in a political sense, Bill. Relax. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. With you till 7, and then ABC Radio News is going to continue our coverage of the breaking news. The Mueller report has been submitted. Joining us fresh off of Channel 2 Action News at 6, WSB Radio political analyst Bill Crane joins us in studio. Hey, busy Friday afternoon for you, William.
Yeah, I was heading towards the lake, but
but this popped up. This popped up. All right, so first off, what do we know? What don't we know? What your initial reaction to this?
The fact that we haven't had anything leaked out of the final report would tell me that perhaps what's in it, which is supposed to be comprehensive according to the Justice Department, is not all that damning in terms of things we don't already know.
Mm-hmm.
Do remember there is a separate and second investigation still underway by the Department of Justice in the Southern District of New York and the U.S. Attorney's Office there. That is the investigation that ensnared Michael Cohen, that's looking at the president's foundation, and that's more recently asking questions about proper campaign expenditures in the inaugural committee that was part of the Trump administration.
So if President Trump gets a clean bill of health from the Mueller report as far as collusion and obstruction, he still might have legal hurdles in the Southern District of New York.
That's correct. But if it's the president who ends up saying sometime early next week, release it, let everybody read it, let everyone decide, knowing full well not everyone's going to read much more than the recommendations of the special counsel.
Yeah.
It's sort of a victory for Donald Trump. If he ends up coming out personally not indicted, none of his immediate family members or associates, and it's no closer than we already have his attorney and his former campaign manager, I think the president can kind of crow a little bit and say, no collusion, told you there's no there, they're fake news, and move on to the next thing.
What about if he does get a clean bill of health? I've already had a couple of calls saying, you know, a massive waste of money. I think it was over $13 million spent. But there have been convictions and indictments that have come
certainly
out of this investigation.
Multiple, and they were not insignificant. I mean, Michael Cohen will probably spend, besides the 4 years in prison, the rest of his life rebuilding his career. Paul Manafort was going to be sentenced to 20-some-odd years and is now facing the second set of sentences from the second trial or the second investigation, but looks like he'll spend 8 years in prison or so. So, again, not insignificant, but not the president killer that some would have had the Mueller investigation and report to be.
Yeah. Well, can we expect any developments this weekend? I know the attorney general said he was going to get some information out this week. I don't know if it's to Congress or the general public.
I cannot imagine that this U.S. Attorney General William Barr will not be chatting with the White House and briefing them over the weekend. I would imagine he might wait until Monday when Congress is back in session to walk up the hill and brief Congress.
Well, I know the president's in Mar-a-Lago with his legal team. They're down there, so they may have been expecting something to come.
I'm sure there'll be a secure line opened up or a phone call that'll happen, at least to the president's inner circle.
Yeah, Bill, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it, buddy. Let's do Star of the Show, Longoria. You know I got to give you Star of the Show, Bill.
And
you're sitting
now,
in front of me.
Are you guys
I think Olivia got it the last time.
It's not Longoria.
Come on.
Two stars of the show, Chuck. Mark it down. Bill Crane and Jamie Dupree 2.0, because Jamie got me those the audio for Jamie Dupree 2.0. All right, so I'm going to leave an hour early because ABC Radio News is going to take over with a special on the Mueller report. It is over. The investigation is over. The report has been submitted to the Attorney General. We shall see what happens. Stay with WSB Radio throughout the weekend. We'll update any breaking news on this situation. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB, come see me tomorrow at the Auto Show at the World Commerce Center. I'll be there from noon to 2 p.m. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.